I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. Some conservative governors across the country are already threatening to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate plan. Part of the six-pronged plan will require businesses with more than 100 employees to make workers get vaccinated against COVID or submit to weekly testing. To some Americans, it's a necessary crackdown to end the pandemic, but others see it as government overreach. Governors from Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona immediately pushed back against the president's plan on social media. And the Republican National Committee has promised to sue the Biden administration. Law enforcement officials plan to reinstall protective fencing around the U.S. Capitol ahead of a rally next week. Protesters have organized the Justice for J6 rally to support the more than 570 people who've been charged in connection with the insurrection at the Capitol earlier this year. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement agencies are on high alert ahead of the rally, since they believe it might bring far-right extremists to Washington, D.C. Fencing surrounded the Capitol building for months after the January 6th riot, before being removed in July. Another commercial plane arrived in Kabul today, after some 200 foreigners were finally able to leave Afghanistan yesterday. That's according to CNN. The U.S. State Department says it invited more than 30 American citizens and residents to be on that initial flight, but not all accepted the offer. You can see passengers getting off the plane once it landed in Doha. Qatar's foreign minister thanked the Taliban for their cooperation in restarting flights.
We thank them for their cooperation, and this is actually what we are expecting from Taliban, to see these positive statements demonstrated in actions.
The flight was the first commercial passenger plane to take foreigners out of the country since American forces left last month. European and American leaders are set to decide today if they'll censure Iran. The move would be a response to a UN report that says Tehran didn't allow inspectors to monitor its nuclear program. Iran's president has already said any sort of rebuke could hold up talks for a return to the 2015 nuclear deal. And this summer was the hottest ever for the U.S., even hotter than the year of the Dust Bowl. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the average temperature this year was 74 degrees. That's over 2.5 degrees warmer than average. And as we've all seen, it led to a host of extreme weather, including devastating hurricanes, massive wildfires, and deadly heat waves. It beat the previous record set 85 years ago by just 0.01 degrees. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.